Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday.
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
And just like that, we have a new president of the United States of America. Wow. Holy cow. I had to actually take a day off yesterday, which would have been Wednesday, November 9th, just to, well, rest up. I was up till 2 in the morning watching the election. I've got my thoughts, and it's not really political by any stretch, just pretty raw, pretty real, authentic, like the show is. So I think you'll enjoy it. It's just a conversation with you and I, whether you're in the car, you're at the gym, hanging out in the cubicle at work, putting together your exit plan to give the boss the middle finger, wherever this may find you. I'm going to share my thoughts, what I was doing with election night. Actually, pretty cool. I was watching the results with my 15-year-old daughter, who now has taken a big interest in politics and our government. That's really been, I think, of all this nastiness, and let me tell you, it has been nasty, no doubt about it. I applaud both sides, Democrat, Republican, because they're passionate. What I don't really enjoy, like you, I'm sure, it's just all the vitriol online, Twitter, Facebook, people, you know, Hillary should be assassinated, thrown in prison, Trump should be assassinated. That's got no place anywhere in anybody's Facebook feed or Twitter feed or anything like that. You got the loonies on the left, you got the loonies on the right. But somehow, we elected a president, Donald Trump, now, which shocked the living crap out of me, I got to tell you. It was, we've elected Trump, first of all. Let me just say congratulations. We have a president. I'm behind this president. I have to be. If you're not behind this president, certainly you don't need to like him. And I know he said some pretty whacked out stuff that's been caught on tape in the past. I get it. I get all that. But hoping he fails is like hoping that the pilot crashes the plane that you're on. It just doesn't make any sense. We're the United States of America. And those of you listening abroad, you may, I'm sure you heard about the election. You probably don't, may or may not know a lot about, you know, the inner workings, our politics here, although we're all connected online. Because no matter where you are, this show reaches over 100 countries around the world. And yeah, I think people are pretty in tune to the divisiveness because they see it in their feed online all the time. But I was watching the election. I started watching my daughter Laura had a concert at school. So that lasted from 7 to 7:30. I was home by 8 o'clock at night, election night. And none of the really swing states, North Carolina, Florida, Ohio, where I live, Pennsylvania, none of those states were reporting in, Michigan, anything like that. So it was pretty standard stuff. And then the first state, if I recall correctly, to be called for Trump that kind of mattered was Florida. And then North Carolina. And then the commentators I'm watching on television were like, this could happen. But still, Trump needs to pull an inside straight. You know, it'd be really difficult. His path to victory still is pretty slim. And then other states started being called, and Michigan was looking like it was going to get called for Trump. And all of a sudden, you know, the guy's at 264 electoral votes, and it's midnight, and I'm thinking, holy cow, he did it. I mean, he did it without a lot of media buy, not a lot of ads. He did it without a ground game. The pollsters were all wrong. The media was all wrong. And I was perfectly, you know, I'd say content, but I mean, I was ready to accept whoever won. Wasn't a fan of either one, but if Hillary won, she was my president. Madam President, first woman president, I'm in. Deal me in because I need to support my president. Did the same thing with Obama. Look, I don't make any bones about it. I voted for McCain, and I was so disheartened when Obama won in 2008. But then, you know, had Obama been on the ballot, I might have voted for him for a third term this time because I've grown to like Obama. He's like that college professor that, you know, you don't want him to retire kind of guy, you know? And I know a lot of people listen to my show don't like Obama, and I'm not making this about politics. I'm actually making it about a mindset. I rallied around my president in 2008. I rallied around my president in 2012. I voted for Mitt Romney. He didn't win. I was crushed. I think he got a raw deal on the whole 47% thing, that binder's full of women. It's funny. They just catch these phrases. Mitt Romney's a nice guy. He's a good businessman. And he was right about Russia. And, you know, it's just that I was disappointed. But, hey, Obama's our guy. Let's support him. And you know what's funny? I've said this over and over again. I've made more money under Bush Sr. than I did under Reagan. I was more prosperous under Clinton than I was under Bush Sr. from 92 all the way to 2000. Was more prosperous under Bush 43 than I was under Clinton. You get the picture, right? And then moving into Obama, when I became an entrepreneur in 2005, 2006, that was the end of the Bush years. I never blamed anything on the president of the United States. I wouldn't even know where to start with the blame. I have passions. I have, you know, I don't want the government too involved in my business. I don't like people telling me what to do. I don't like higher taxes. I like a strong defense. But I also like a lot of what the Democrats bring to the table as well. You know, I believe in a lot of things that kind of, I guess I would be more of an independent, you know, a middle. And I was way far right when I began my, you know, my 20s and 30s. But now I've come over to the left a little bit in certain issues. But with all that being said, I never would have blamed. I've never even thought in a million years to blame my president for anything that was going wrong in my life, you know? So I wasn't a fan of Obamacare, and I didn't like the fact that not one Republican voted for it, and that 60 Senate members basically shoved it through without reading it. I'm pretty in tune to the issues, but hey, moving on. I can't blame the president. And these are the discussions my daughter and I were having, my 15-year-old. She were talking about the Electoral College, a popular vote, how certain states vote, why certain states vote, why California never votes Republican since Reagan. Well, Reagan was the governor and before that. And I mean, really in-depth conversations. That's what I'll remember about election night, was the shock that Trump actually pulled this thing off. And having great discussions with my daughter, who I finally had to send to bed. She came back down. It's like 1 a.m. I'm like, honey, you got to get to sleep. And she was really in tune to it. And I drove her to school today, this morning, and we had a great discussion about politics. And I know there's a lot of protesters. Some of you listening to this show might be out protesting Donald Trump. I don't think that's right. It's certainly your right. I just don't think it's the way we heal. And I know people are going to say, dude, you don't get it. I get it. I had the same emotions. But people, at some point, you got to make a decision. And this is where I kind of get on my soapbox. So hear me out. You got to make a decision. Are you going to blame the president of the United States? Is that your strategy for the next 4 years? You're going to prepare to blame the president for everything that you think is going to go wrong in your life? Or are you going to give him or her, but in this case it's him, are you going to give him an opportunity to do whatever it is that you think he's going to do? At least allow the individual the space. We're all in this thing together. It is the United States of America. I wouldn't want to see anybody who subscribes to this show blame any political figure on their success or lack thereof. Doesn't matter. We will adjust. We always have for the last 240 years. We always have. Okay. And then, yeah, that was the main thing. The media. That's the other thing I wanted to touch on. The media got this entire thing wrong. They got it wrong. They got everything wrong about it. And now the media is going to tell you and me what's going to happen as a result of everything they just got wrong. Does that not sound counterintuitive to you? Translation, shut the TV off. Get off social media. Just shut it off. Turn it off. Unfriend, unfollow everybody who's divisive and crazy out there. It's okay to protest. Look, that's what this country was founded upon, peaceful protesting. Do it. Do it. Absolutely. I have friends. I know for a fact. I've actually seen them on TV here in downtown Cincinnati protesting as a part of Black Lives Matters. I shared in July when I went to the New Edition concert. I talked about sitting around a bunch of African Americans having a great discussion about Black Lives Matters, about politics. Great. Very peaceful. Nobody beat me up. Nobody called me names, anything like that. And that's how we do it here in the United States. It's how we do it. We share our opinions. We don't shove them down the throats of other people. We certainly don't assault, and you know, black or white or anybody. We don't beat them up. We don't assault people. We don't threaten to assassinate anybody. We have peaceful protests, and we get our message out there. Hey, you got a microphone. Why don't you start a podcast? You know, if you don't like where we're going as a country, I'm speaking to people in the United States. Of course, you could do this in any other country, the UK with Brexit and other countries out there. Australia, Asia, all over the place. Get a microphone and put a podcast out there and put your views out there. Be heard. That's how you make change. Be heard. But you are the change. Like, you are the only person who accounts for and can change your circumstances. You understand that, right? Do you know how long it takes for a president to make a decision before it actually becomes law? I mean, Trump, with the stroke of a pen and a phone, Obama did it, executive orders. I get it, you know? But even when Obamacare passed in 2010, it didn't really go into effect for 4 years later. I mean, had he been not elected in 2012, I'm not sure that thing would have ever seen the living rooms of America. You see what I'm talking about? Like, we cannot blame the president of the United States, male, female, Democrat, Republican, whatever. We can't blame that individual. You can. I just don't think it's a good strategy. I just don't think it's a good strategy to blame a political figure for where you are. Get involved in grassroots politics. You know, politics is all local. It's all local. Here where I live, we're voting on levies for parks, for schools. That's what matters the most to me. I will always vote for a school levy. I will always vote to increase school tax. Why? Well, I have four kids in the local public school. But even if I didn't, it increases the value of my home because schools attract buyers. Good schools attract people who want to live in your community. You have people who live in my cul-de-sac. We have 18 homes in our cul-de-sac here outside of Cincinnati. And there's elderly people live down at the end of the street. We're going around trick-or-treating the other night. And like, I'm not voting for that school levy. I'm not being. Well, you know, it's like $100 more a year. It's like $8 a month. Well, I don't have kids in school. That's fine. You don't have kids in school, but it increases the value of your home over the long term. It just does. Because it makes our community more attractive to people who want to move, and you'll get more money. You'll recoup that $100. No problem. You'll recoup the $100. We have a local school system here, Little Miami Township, or Little Miami Schools, rather, those of you that are familiar with the Cincinnati area. It's probably 15 miles from where I live right here. Many years ago, I don't know what it was, 5 or 6, 8 years ago, they voted not to have busing. They didn't want to pay for busing for their schools. Do you know what that does to a community? What if you had kids in school and you were going to move to a local community and found out there's no school bus? If you can't drive your kids, mom and dad work, and you can't drive your kids, there's no bus. You're not buying a house in that community. Well, there it goes. That's my whole point. Politics is local. Don't get mad. Get involved. And if you're mad, think before you start becoming a keyboard cowboy, all right? And all the inflammatory, you know what I'm talking, you see it. Get on Facebook this morning, 2 days after the election, yesterday as well. It's incendiary. I just posted, updated on my personal page. Sun came up. I just noticed the sun came up. My kids are healthy. I'm good. I'm good. That's what I need right now to get going. I need to know my kids are healthy. I got a 2-year-old who's a critical child who breathes through a trach tube. It wouldn't matter if Hillary was president or Trump was president. This kid requires 24-hour care from my wife and I. We have no nursing. We're going to get it done. I'm an entrepreneur. I record a podcast. I do videos on Facebook, and I coach one-on-one and in group settings entrepreneurs who want to go through massive transition. Political figures have no involvement in that. Unless they're going to outlaw the internet, that's the only thing I think could go wrong in my life. And if you know what? If they did that, I'd be perfectly fine. I'd buy houses and flip them and rent them. And I'd go into real estate. I'm already in real estate. I'd just go deeper into it. I would find money. I'd get investors. I would just make it happen. The whole point of this is politics matter. They do matter. I get it. But boy, when you start allowing the tail to wag the dog, there's so many people waking up distraught. I mean, just distraught that Trump's president. Same people woke up distraught Obama was president. Same people woke up distraught that Bush and Clinton and the prior Bush and Reagan and Carter and Ford and how about Nixon? What happened after Watergate? And prior to that, Kennedy, half the people didn't like him. I think he only won the presidency by 100,000 votes in 1960 over Nixon. You see where I'm going? As far back as you can remember, politics has always tried. People have always tried to use it to divide our country and to get people pitted against one another. I'm here to say, hey, the one thing that unites us is our dream, that we want to make this a better place to live and that we want to add value. Can we focus on that? And I get it. I get what's real out there, but I refuse to be dragged down into the cesspool of bickering back and forth in a nasty, you can't even call it a debate because it's really just people having a conversation with themselves. And of course, oh, the like-minded individuals. Okay, you can always find a bunch of miserable people to go on your side. That's easy to do. You know what's difficult to do? Stand out, which is what this show is all about, standing out. Every day of Saturday is a mindset. It's not a circumstance. It's about being unique in your perspective. If you hate the fact that Donald Trump is president, why don't you create a movement beginning locally about the issues that you think he absolutely steps all over, and why don't you become a proponent of those issues and get people excited and united around. Hey, quite honestly, it's how Obama did it. Grassroots. The guy was a community organizer. Say what you want about the guy. I mean, he got people out to the polls, and he got them excited about his vision. That's it. You know, and I know I got people listening, oh, Obama sucks. Hey, I ain't into that, man. I'm just here to tell you, learn from history. You want something to change, be that change. Start with you, with what you believe, because nobody's attracted to a negative person. All you're going to attract is more negative, miserable people. That doesn't change your life. That doesn't make it better. That doesn't change generations. How are you going to enhance generations of your family, financially especially, by being just a negative, nasty, bullhorn-blowing person on Facebook spouting all this venom? How's that going to change generations of your family for the better? It's not. It just won't. So my challenge to everybody today, take a deep breath. Make sure you minimize that post before you hit enter on the keyboard. And let's do it. Let's just do it. Let's make every day Saturday. That's my platform. How about I almost announced myself for office in 2020. Crowley for president 2020. Oh, God, I have so many skeletons in my closet. Can you imagine if I ran for president? It would be all over, man. It'd be the skeletons out there. Anybody that knew me in my 20s, good Lord. No thanks. I'll just stay here with my podcast, inspiring you to make the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.